God, it was hot. Sweat slicked my body as soon as I stepped out of my car. I regretted wearing my black pants and double layer of silk shirts. This weather was meant for a knee-length skirt, sandals, and a tank top. I could have never worn that to the meeting I had that morning, and I didn't have time to change before I was expected back at work. The parking lot of the university was packed full. Being an associate professor didn't allow me my own parking space, so I was forced to hash it out with the college students for the limited spaces. Gazing past the rows of parked cars, I sighed and started the long hike up the hill to the social sciences building. I checked my watch. 9:12. If I hurried, I could make it before my next class started. I knew the joke among the students. If a professor with a doctorate was late, wait 5 minutes. If an associate professor was late, don't wait at all. The parking lot was void of life. There was the variety of college students' vehicles, some whose parents provided them with far too much money, and some who worked an extra job just to put gas in their clunker. I never liked showing up late. Even though I had a very good excuse, the meeting was required for renewing my license, I felt queasy and guilty, like I was a high school student skipping class. Adrenaline made my heart race. I was used to my feelings and the intense physical reactions that accompanied them. Studying psychology, I dubbed myself with having a sensitive personality type. Easily overwhelmed. Can't stand lots of people. Exaggerate situations. Oh, and a highly active imagination. Just get to class, I told myself. Once you get inside, you'll feel better. I also talked to myself. Borderline personality disorder. I checked my watch. 9:14. In a few minutes, the halls and parking lot would be crowded with a rush of students going to their next class or leaving campus. Great. I usually could control my agoraphobia, but today the thought of elbowing through talkative college students made me nauseated. Relieved, I climbed the short set of stairs to the last parking lot, my eyes on the Victorian-style building at the top of the hill. I was almost there, but my feet stopped moving. From my right, I saw a dark vehicle circling the lot. I shook my head. Good luck finding a parking place here. I willfully lifted my foot from the pavement, but stopped again when the boxy vehicle turned my way. The vehicle was too long to park here anyway. It was a black Hummer with an extra window between the front and passenger doors. What was it doing here? I felt faint when the vehicle slowed to a stop in front of me. The Hummer had a government feel to it. The body wasn't decorated with chrome accessories. The tires were grooved with mud grips, but weren't over-the-top huge. My breath caught in my throat when the driver's window electronically rolled down. I was utterly alone in the parking lot. If the driver had bad intentions... Stop being paranoid.
Excuse me, the driver stated.
The absence of ma'am and his nondescript accent suggested he wasn't from the South. That didn't surprise me, since the university attracted people from a variety of places. What made me nervous was his hair and clothing. His blonde hair was buzz-shaved, and his skin was toned and tan. He wore a plain, new-looking black T-shirt. Military. Though the windows of the Hummer were pitch black, I had the sense he wasn't the only one in the vehicle.